Sure, other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, June 10th, and we're back, back, back.
Good morning, we are back.
Yeah, 3 days off. Wow, I'll take that.
No,
I did, actually. Didn't I?
Because of my inconvenience, I apologize.
No inconvenience at all. So you went up north on a trip, which is good. You can tell us in a minute about it. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, I don't know where I got all this energy today. I'm just like ready for 2 hours if I had to right now.
Oh, that's good.
I know. And I don't know what that is. Probably my third or fourth wind, because I went to bed at like... when was it? 3:30.
Wow.
So that's not a lot of sleep. Four and a half hours. But I have no idea how I've got so much energy, right. But I'm ready to go, man.
Don't question it. It's all good.
Exactly. Yeah. Go with it, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So in a few minutes, we're going to bring in our guest, a very special guest. It's a special day for her, too. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about that in a minute. And... what else did I want to bring up? Oh, yeah, I wrote this on Facebook, and I have to bring this up because I think it's sort of interesting. I posted about this like famous radio host, and I might as well tell you who it is because he posted it, right?
Yeah.
It's Tom Likas, and I don't know if you've heard of him. He used to be very popular here in L.A., and now he's got his own podcast. He does a show every day from some small studio out here in Burbank, I think. And in fact, I got to sit next to him a couple times on a panel at the Talkers Magazine convention. And the guy's very, very popular, you know. He's built a brand on teaching guys how to not get taken advantage of by women and things like that, you know.
Oh, cool.
So they call him their father, his listeners. So the father yesterday posted that he was pissed that people stopped calling after a while, and he went off the air 30 minutes early. Now, and he, you know, and the post was angry, you know. It's like, I told you guys, I asked you guys to call. Nobody called, and we ended the show. Now, you know, my question is this, you know, I mean, what is he like punishing the listeners for not calling in? Because, you know, they tune in every day. And I think part of it, they actually charge for it. You have to pay to listen, I think, to the archives or something. Yeah. So I just don't get it. And it's not like him, you know. I mean, I would expect something more from him. And if he didn't do it because he ran out of things to say, well, I'm the first one to tell you, don't build a show around listeners. I mean, around callers, you know.
Right.
You got to have solid content in case nobody calls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't just...
Completely.
And it's not interesting. You know what? For the most part, I don't know about other people. I don't enjoy listening to callers calling into shows. They're boring, you know.
Right.
They're boring. They're not as interesting as the host or the guests, usually. So I had to bring this up because I remember times. Look, I had times when I ran out of things to say a couple times when I tried to do the show by myself between hosts. And it didn't work out for me, you know.
Right.
So I realized I should not do a show by myself. I need someone.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, but some people prefer to do the show by themselves. They have no backup. And that's what happens.
Wow.
You know, so, yeah. So, I mean, I'm not here to put down anybody, but I'm just surprised by something like this, you know, because he's the last one I'd expect that from. Because, and, you know, I mean, the thing is, I don't know, he's got like only one way of communicating, and that is how terrible traditional radio is, you know?
Right.
And that's why he left and all that, and he's on the internet now and all that stuff. The reality was that CBS flipped the format here, a 97.1, and he found himself without a job. But you know what? They paid off his contract for 2 years.
Wow.
So he was sitting doing nothing for 2 years. Well, I don't know if that's what he wanted to do. I mean, I know he had to wait to launch his new show until his contract was up.
So
he had 2 years to prepare for it.
Yeah.
But wow. Making a lot of money. Yeah. So that's what happens when you become big. When you become big, you know, people pay off your contract.
Right. But sometimes, I mean, when you're in the public eye like that, I mean, that's going to backfire on him so bad.
Yeah, probably. You know, I don't know, though, because I looked at the post. Everybody seemed to be forgiving. Nobody really confronted him about it.
Oh.
But that's what I'm saying. You know, you got listeners, they're like sheep sometimes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So with some folks, you know, like Rush Limbaugh and all that, you know, I mean, their listeners are like sheep.
Mm-hmm.
They follow. So, yeah, so that's that. And pretty nice weekend, you know, a couple of fails in the dating department.
Oh, no.
We keep going forward, you know.
Oh.
I mean, there were, you know, a couple great meetings and stuff, you know, but nothing came out of it. So I call that fail, yeah.
Oh, no. Well, at least you're out there trying.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly. You know, and I had fun doing it. So what the hell, you know, you go to nice places.
Right.
And that's my mistake, though. They say usually first date, go for coffee. Don't go for a big meal, you know, because it gets expensive when you start dating.
Uh-huh.
And every meal is like 70, 80 bucks, you know.
It does, especially if you never see them again. It's like worthless down
the
drain.
And then they won't even text you, you know. So it's like, so... But that's dating for you, you know, so you have to be prepared for that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah. So you came back into town when? Yesterday?
Yesterday, but we had a change of plan and we left. We got given a couch, beautiful couch from Pottery Barn.
Uh-huh.
So didn't want to pass that up. So we drove. We hired a U-Haul. We left around 4 o'clock yesterday. From up north in Oakland and drove back down.
Oh, you
to LA.
Bought the couch over there?
Yeah.
It was
one of our friends
gave
it to us. He just wanted a new couch, didn't fit in his place.
Uh-huh.
So gave it to us. Gorgeous couch, so nice. And
really?
We need a couch. So, so then we drove. long drive, and a U-Haul too.
Oh,
so.
Wow. And you were supposed to fly back?
We were supposed to fly back.
Wow.
So we canceled the flight, and, which I didn't realize you could do.
Really? The last minute?
I didn't realize that you could cancel up to 10 minutes before and you get your money back.
Wow.
Well, it goes back to points.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. I wonder if it's because it's a pretty busy route from San Francisco here.
Maybe.
So, you know, they figure what the heck.
And I think it's Southwest, too.
Yeah?
Yeah,
they're
South
pretty good.
South has so many flights.
Yeah, they do.
So
every
many
half
flights.
Hour.
Yeah.
So, yeah, to San
so it might be something to do with Southwest. But,
probably.
Yeah, canceled the flight and drove back.
Wow, nice for
so
you.
So it was late when we got back last week.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, your eyes look a little tired. You're not handling little sleep very well, huh?
Not good at that.
Wow.
But
so,
it was a good weekend.
Yeah, so you went up for a wedding, right?
Yeah.
And how was the wedding itself? Was it nice?
So much fun. It was a Jewish wedding.
Oh,
and,
really?
They got lifted up on chairs. And they had these Jewish bottle dancers. They had bottles on their head, and they did all this cool dancing while the bottle was on the head.
Wow.
And then we all, like... linked arms and went around
in
circles.
Yeah, danced Torah and things
it was
like
so
that.
Much fun. So much fun. It was really cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Now, what about the ceremony? Was that nice too? Was that the first time you went to a Jewish wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a little different, right?
Yeah, only the wife was Jewish. So it wasn't super Jewish, but it was...
But they had a rabbi there, right?
No.
They didn't have a rabbi. So
they did,
was it like a civil
wedding?
But they
did stand on... at the very end, they stood on the husband stood on... I don't know what it is they stand on. And smash.
Right,
and
the glass.
Mazel
or
top.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a glass, but sometimes it's a light bulb or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of like a symbolism of he breaks away from his... singlehood or bachelorhood,
right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And,
it was really cool. Well, one of their friends actually married them.
Oh, wow. How cool.
Yeah. So it was just a great wedding.
Yeah. So it wasn't really a religious wedding or anything.
No.
Okay.
No, gotcha. But they had all the
did they say have blessings and prayers and things like that? Oh, okay. Cool. So they were trying to keep it traditional, But since it was like two different religions, they figured...
Exactly, but not super either way.
Right.
But it was just great. It was very. It was a really great wedding.
Very good. Yeah. Were they friends? I mean, were there friends of yours too that you knew?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Friends.
Okay.
And
so it's not all like people you didn't know just because it's in Oakland.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Yeah. Lots of people I knew, so that made it fun too.
Yeah, I guess. Wow. Yeah. How was the flight up? Was it pretty easy?
Yeah, super easy.
I mean, it's cool, huh? 45 minutes and you're there, right?
Yeah, not even bad. And Southwest always seems to be delayed.
Right.
Always.
But
this time was only like 15, 20 minutes, so not at all.
Yeah. You see, the best time to fly Southwest is in the morning before they start getting delayed.
Right. Do you get to like 9 o'clock at night, I think it's 100% certain that you won't be delayed.
Yeah.
I think in the afternoon it's uncertain, maybe delayed, maybe not, but we were delayed.
Yeah.
But I mean, when it's 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's
really
not a big deal.
Bad.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But the last time I came back from Sacramento, it was like 3-4 hour delay.
Wow.
And I thought I was going crazy.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, so that's ridiculous.
And it's never fun on the way back.
Yeah.
Delayed.
I know.
When you go in, it's just annoying. But on the way back, it's just, I want to get home.
Yeah, I'm dying to get home already.
Right.
Get me out of here.
Completely. But it was a good weekend.
Yeah?
Really good weekend. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, well, let's get to our guest right now. And we have Alicia Zalkin in the studio. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yes, and this is a special day for you. You're a musician.
Yes.
And today happens what?
My EP is released.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So an EP is like extended play, right?
Yes.
That means what? Like 2-3 songs?
It's a little
bit
longer than a demo, but shorter than a full-length album. So it's five songs.
5 songs.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I wish they'd call that an album. I mean, that's hard work by itself,
five songs.
It
really
is. Yeah. But you got to have what? Like minimum of 8 or something?
Around there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot of songs, man.
Yeah.
Were you around when records were around, or you're too young for that?
I was around. I have a record player.
Do you ever have a record player? Wow.
They're still around, right?
Yeah. Wow, it's amazing. I didn't even know they were still around. I guess because of DJs and stuff now, right? Because I don't know how many people. Well, I guess some people collect vinyl.
I know some people that collect them.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish I hadn't sold mine.
To vinyl.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Because I mean, I had like a ton of records. Then I bought a ton of tapes to replace those records. So I had like 2 of the same ones.
Right.
Then CDs came out, and you get it for the third time.
Yeah.
And now we just download them.
And you have to get all the software to play them on. So it's just such a moneymaker.
It is.
But nothing sounds better than vinyl.
Yeah, that's true, huh?
Yeah.
That's what people say. I don't know. I like CDs because I like the very clean sound, you know, and the modern production values. And I tell you, like, for example, I like to listen to older songs. Like after I went and saw Barry Gibb at the Hollywood Bowl last week.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been listening to their songs all the time now, the Bee Gees. And so I'm playing some of their older songs, and they're amazing. But the bass is barely there. You know, the recording is not great quality. So it's nice to listen to classics, but I don't really enjoy it because music, you're supposed to also feel, not just hear, you know?
Right.
And I like to feel the bass. I like to feel every instrument clearly, you know? So maybe I'm weird, but that's what I like, you know?
Everyone to their own.
Yeah. So are there like types of music that you like, Alicia?
Oh gosh, there's so many different types of music, but I would say that I would say Carole King, a lot of the female singer-songwriters of the 70s are really what influenced this EP. I'm just obsessed with Carole King and her Tapestry record specifically, and I actually do a cover of one of her songs, Way Over Yonder. It's not one of her most popular songs off that record. But it's my favorite.
But it's one that you like.
Oh, yeah. So I would say, you know, those singer-songwriters were really a big influence for this EP.
Yeah. Well, definitely. And Carole King, I remember Tapestry.
Yeah.
I mean, that was like a big album in the 70s. And I actually grew up on that. You know, that was the time of the Beatles.
Right.
And Yeah, and everybody. Mm-hmm. So that was a cool time. Well, it's awesome that you remember that stuff, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So all that stuff influenced you.
I have that record on vinyl.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So all these people have influenced you over the years or when you were growing up and
yes.
stuff, and that kind of stayed with you.
Yeah, those, and also, you know, the big singers like Celine Dion, Aretha Franklin, Whitney Houston. I also listened to those voices.
Right.
Yeah, that were just
so you like more like pop music and rhythm mm-hmm. and blues and
yeah,
things like
yeah,
that, right?
Yeah, yeah, yes.
Not into hard rock, heavy rock.
I do. To be honest, I like it all. I really like it all.
I know.
But this specific record was highly influenced by those pop female vocalists, songwriters.
Yeah, yeah.
How long
amazing.
Did it take
well,
you? Sorry, how long did it take you to write? I mean, five songs is a lot.
Yeah, well, it's actually four songs because one is a cover, a Carole King cover. So I wrote it with a dear friend and songwriter, Mary Ruth Schuller. And gosh, how long did it take? It didn't take us very long. I would say maybe somewhere around like 6 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And we wrote some other songs too that weren't on this EP. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
How long did it take you to make the EP though, from beginning to end?
From beginning to end, gosh. So we recorded in New York. I recorded with producer Steve Greenwell. He's incredible. He does a lot of Joss Stone records. Mm-hmm. And we did the single in New York, which took about like, I don't know, maybe a week or so to do. And then he came out here and we just knocked it out in around 10 days. The
really?
Whole thing.
Wow.
Just all day.
So
yes.
you guys were like prepared though. I mean,
oh,
obviously,
yeah, yeah.
right?
Lots
you
of
knew
preparation
what you were doing.
Ahead of time. Oh, a lot of that. Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wow. cool. So what's the EP called?
It's called On This Road.
I'm going to call it an album anyway because it is an album.
Cool.
On This Road?
Mm-hmm.
And where did you get that name? Is that from one of the songs?
It is. Or? It is from one of the songs.
Okay.
But really, you know, this album is part of a journey that I'm on.
Really?
Yeah. So
what's that journey? Tell us a little bit about it.
It's about, you know, discovering yourself and your true authentic self and and having the ability and the and willingness to be vulnerable and fearless, which is another one of the titles
okay.
of the song. And just sharing that, you know, and sharing that experience and hopefully inspiring and empowering other people who are listening to just be on the journey with me.
Wow,
so when you write, you put into play things that are happening in your life.
Absolutely. Yes.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, we have a phone caller calling in, so let's see. Maybe it's for you. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead. Hello. Okay, wrong number. But they had to keep calling. I mean, God forbid nobody answer, you know? This was the wrong number by every measure. So, Alicia, where are you originally from? Were you born in L.A.?
I'm from San Diego.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So still California,
yes.
Southern California.
I'm a California girl.
Wow. What was it like growing up in San Diego?
It was awesome. It's beautiful. Yeah. And, you know, I love the area that I grew up in. And I did a lot of theater and musical theater. And it was great.
Yeah.
So you always knew you had the artsy roots.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's
you went to San Diego a couple times, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been quite a few
oh,
times.
Yeah?
I have friends that live down there.
Nice.
Yeah. Love San Diego.
Yeah.
I know. It is a very cool place. If somebody has not been there, they should go, you
oh,
know?
Oh, yes.
And my only complaint is sometimes it's like very cloudy in the morning and stuff, you know,
right.
overcast.
Right.
But then again, it's like here, like
yeah,
it here
right.
on the beach too, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly.
But I remember it's... last time I was there, maybe a few months ago or something. I don't know. But they also have the naval base there.
They do.
So you can see those big ships and destroyers and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So you grew up there. Do you have any siblings?
I do. I have an older brother.
Uh-huh.
Yes. He still lives there.
Oh, really?
He is a lawyer. So he's
wow.
not in the arts.
Yeah,
no.
totally
but
different.
But he is very creative in his own way.
Wow. Could you be a lawyer too, you think?
You know, I happen to love the work that my brother and my dad do. My dad's also a lawyer. I'm
oh,
really
okay.
passionate about their work. So,
right.
you know, and sometimes I think like, God, I could really fight for these people too. But I could never go through law school.
Really?
I would last a day.
Right. It's schooling, like med school, yeah. Law school.
Right.
Like, it's so much school.
Right. I can argue. No one has to teach me how to do that. But all the other stuff, it's right. Just, I couldn't do it.
And what was your mom doing? Was she raising you kids?
My mom, yeah, raising me and my brother. But she also works at my it's my dad's law firm.
Oh, so she's in law also.
Well, she manages the office.
Right.
So,
but you're the odd man out. I mean, you're like
a little bit of the black sheep.
Yeah, they're like, what do we have here?
What happened to her?
Yeah, exactly.
What went wrong with her? No, you know, I actually perform at a lot of the conferences that my dad speaks at.
Oh, really?
So they all know, you know, Irwin Zalkin's daughter is a singer, and they want me to come sing at the conferences.
Very nice.
Yeah. So that's my, you know, I still give to them.
I think every family has one creative type, you know, where people don't know how to deal with them exactly.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, it's like, what? You mean you want to be a rock star? Are you out of your mind? Go to law school.
Yeah,
you know?
I happen to have so much support from them. So I am really lucky.
That's very cool, you know, that they recognize this is what you want to do,
yes.
You know.
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you have any tattoos or anything?
No tattoos.
No tattoos. You
I am
see,
tattoo free.
Yeah, you don't look to me like a tattoo person, you know. So that's probably why it helped you sort of get accepted by the family,
exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
My daughter wants to be a rocker. Before she even ever performed, she's got tattoos all over her.
Oh, boy.
Know? It's like, well, I got to look like a rocker.
That's great.
So that's crazy. But, don't put on any tattoos, you know. Your music is different anyway,
yeah,
right, from that type of thing.
Yeah, it's not quite the tattoo music.
Yeah.
How did you fall into this type of music, the singer-songwriter kind of genre, rather than... I don't know, even country or rock, or how did you find your niche?
I mean, again, just from the artists that I listen to, but also there's just such a like raw authenticity to that kind of music. And I consider myself a vocalist. I studied voice my whole life, and it really allows for you to shine vocally and to that raw authenticity of the voice to be heard without too much stuff going on and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I mean, that's true for country and other styles of music as well, not just that. But I think that's what really resonated with me the most, mm-hmm. and being able to hear the truth coming out of Carole King's voice or Joni Mitchell's voice. It's just like, oh, it's the best.
Wow, so that's, awesome. Yeah. Well, I'm curious to see how this influenced you. So let's play the first song you have. We're going to play a couple of them. And so today it's being released, right? Is this
yes.
the first time people are hearing it?
Yes, unless they've already been to iTunes.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Know, I mean, that's very cool. It's like having a baby, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, your life is never going to be the same after
exactly.
you. Awesome. All right, so we're going to play, which one should we play first? On This Road, which is
sure, you can play On This Road,
track?
The title track, yeah.
Right, and tell us a little bit about this song.
This song, actually... since we're speaking about the work that my dad does, it was my girlfriend Mary Ruth and I wrote it for the International Conference on Violence, Abuse, and Trauma. They had asked me to perform, which is in the line of work that my dad and my brother and my mom do. The theme was getting through, going on a journey and mm-hmm. but sort of seeing the light at the end and all the people that come with you. And so that's sort of where this song was...
Yeah,
wow.
It's amazing. I love when people like have like a story behind the song.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've written a couple songs when I was really young, but I just came up with a story. It had nothing to do with me. It's like,
yeah.
You know, this guy disappointing that girl and she commits suicide and all this.
Oh,
I'm like, where did I find this? You know, where did it come from? You know, it's definitely not something that happened in my life. But so that's why I like when people write about things that have a meaning, you know, because
yeah.
to me, most of the time when I listen to songs on the radio, I don't listen to the lyrics as much. You know, to me, the lyrics is sort of like, you know, it helps the song move along and stuff.
Right.
And the voice is really the most important instrument in a band. But at the same time, I pay more attention to the melody. But I realize that some people, to them, even the lyrics are more important than the music,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
which is amazing. So I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah.
We'll listen to the words too. And the song is On This Road, right?
Yes.
From Alicia Zalkin. Let's take a listen.
City lights grow dim behind me.
I'm going to fade it a little bit. So to leave something for the listeners to to listen. And besides, there's so much more we still want to learn about you and stuff. So it's amazing. Now, this song is, I mean, I love the song because now I can see the Carole King influence there.
Cool.
Definitely.
Good.
And, but a lot more than that. I mean, I'm really hearing... I mean, there is an original sound here, you know. It's not like you're lifting somebody else's work.
Right.
You know, it's like, and that's what I like about art, you know. It's like you always inject yourself into it.
Absolutely.
You and know. You just have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
So, I mean, did you start this early on in your life, like playing an instrument and singing?
I'm singing, forever.
Yeah?
Yeah. My Nana was an opera singer. So
really?
Big Voices was just from day one part of my life.
Really?
And I got really involved in musical theater. And so I was singing all the time.
Really? Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So at a certain point, I guess your parents realized you have a talent and everything.
Yes.
And they started sending you to voice lessons and stuff?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what did they teach you in voice lessons? I'm always curious about that because I've sung all my life, but I never even went once to a coach. And I know that my breathing is not right,
right,
you know, and things like that, you know. So sometimes you can't hit the notes.
Right.
So what did they teach you?
I mean, it's just technique. You
really?
Know, breathing.
Uh-huh.
You do a lot of exercises, vocal exercises.
Right.
To
like to sing
out.
From your diaphragm rather than from your throat,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
You see, that's what I do. I sing from my throat and that really strains your vocal cords,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. It's,
yeah.
It's no good.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that too much.
I know. So that's why, yeah, I think if you're serious about your singing, you should definitely go to professionals and learn something.
No question. Yeah.
You know? And you do like voice... exercises like da 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 da.
Mm-hmm,
stuff.
Yeah,
I always see that on shows like X Factor and The Boys. Everyone's warming up doing that before.
Yeah,
is that
yeah.
the kind of stuff you do?
Oh yeah. Yeah, a lot of that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so it's good. So it's like an instrument. You have to tune it.
It is an instrument,
right?
No question.
You have to tune it and stuff. Wow. Very
That's
cool.
Mm-hmm.
So is your brother a lot older than you? I mean, is there like
He's
a big difference?
He's a couple difference?
Years older. Oh, okay. So good. So you kind of grew up together, right?
Yes.
Are you close?
Yes. Very close.
Really?
Yes.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Not every family is that close.
Yeah, yeah. I'm lucky.
Yeah. And so you went to musical theater and so you went to high school in San Diego still?
I did. Yeah.
Okay. And after that, did you go to college at all?
Yes, I went to
really?
UCLA.
Wow, really? And that's unusual because you're more the creative type. It seems like you may not want to sit with the books all day.
Well, right? I actually went for musical theater.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, excuse me.
Yeah. They have a good program at UCLA?
Yeah. You know, the program was cool, but I just was ready to get out of there, so I graduated a little bit early.
Oh, and, nice. Nice.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously you did well in high school if you got accepted into UCLA.
Yeah, I think I did well in high school, but there is an audition, you know, that you do. So it's not just, you know, the SAT scores and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, really? So for the music program, you have to audition?
You audition.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and what
wow.
if you're bad? They're not going to take you? I mean,
yeah,
you
want
to learn music. You're not going to, like, perform. You're not joining a band or anything.
Is musical theater, like, play the violin, play instruments too, or is it just solely singing?
It's primarily singing and acting. There are probably some shows, you know, that require some of the cast members to play, but primarily it's singing and acting.
Did you want to do theater?
I did, absolutely. I did for a long time, and I was always writing music and singing other stuff on the side.
Really?
And then I moved to New York when I graduated. I moved to New York, and I quickly learned that my heart and soul was in music, not necessarily musical theater, though I have a major appreciation for the stage, and I certainly want to be back there at some point.
I see. So New York because of theater? Is that why you
moved?
Really?
Yeah, that's
why
I went there.
Actually moved
there.
And
I always wanted to live in New York.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up in Southern California.
Yeah, like why?
I know, right? I needed something different. And
no, New York is awesome. You know, I don't know that I could live there, but I love visiting New York.
Yeah.
So did you live in the city there?
I did. I lived in the city.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So
how long did you live there for?
For 3.5 years.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you able to find a nice place that's affordable, or was it like a dump?
You know, it wasn't. I was at my third place, and we were looking for a new apartment, which would have been my fourth place. Wow. And I was just so sick of having to compromise something, the quality of living for, you know, a cheaper apartment. I've just done. And also, you know, my third winter there, I was just like, I gotta get out of here. This is not San Diego.
I hear the summers are pretty bad too when they get hot.
Yeah, yeah. But well, it's such a great city.
It really is. You know, I mean, it's happening, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like when I travel to New York City and I look back at L.A., it seems like a graveyard, you know? I mean, it's like nothing happens here compared to New York, you know? Everything closes down at 10, 11 o'clock in the evening. And in New York, you just go out at that hour, you know?
Oh, yeah.
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 So it's different. It's a different place. But I found that it's easier. I mean, people that were born and grew up there love New York or love living there. But people that come from other places don't always find their place there, you know. Yeah. But some people do. I mean, I've got some family who've lived there for many years, and they love it. So I guess it depends. But I think when you come from California, Southern California,
gets old.
Yeah, and you miss the weather, you miss the open areas and stuff, right? I mean, it really feels crowded in New York, right?
It does. It definitely does.
Although sometimes it's cool. I mean, you see people, you know, it's not like here, there's nobody on the street, you know, everybody's in their car.
Yes.
So that's not a bad thing. But so 3.5 years in New York, that's a long time.
It was a very long time.
Yeah. Did you actually enjoy it while you were there?
Oh, really? I did. I really did. Uh-huh. I did. I got 500 hours of yoga teacher training out there.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. And I was teaching a lot of yoga. So it was great. You know, it was a good experience. It knocked me down. It taught me a lot. And I needed it. It was good.
What made you get into yoga?
I'd been doing yoga since college, and you know, I just loved being in yoga, and I was just always completely present. Like nothing else. I wasn't thinking about anything else when I was doing yoga, and there was something to that and something very special about that. And I'm someone who thinks all the time, and I can't shut off my brain.
Right.
So I just wanted to know more. I wanted to know more about it, and I got certified. And wow, it was just an incredibly life-changing experience. I learned so much about myself, so much about the art of yoga, which isn't just a physical practice. There's so much more to it.
Right.
And I do, you know, I don't teach as much now, but I consider what I'm doing with my music yoga, you know, and teaching yoga through music
and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Now, did anything happen for you as far as theater while you were there?
You know, it was so like instantly I just realized I wasn't going to do it. But I did a couple readings and I got called back for some shows, which was awesome. But it got in there and I was like, all right, this is not for me.
So what was the next step when you realized that that's not what you want to do?
I got really involved with the New York Songwriter Circle, specifically with Tina Schaefer. She's the artistic director, and she's written for Celine Dion, Bette Midler, some really wonderful artists, and she became a huge mentor of mine. And we worked vocally, we worked on songwriting, and I actually wrote an EP with her.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was kind of the next step that I took. Yeah, she's, an incredible human being and artist, and she really, really changed my life as far as the songwriting and the singing goes.
Yeah. It helps when you have a mentor, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's really nice.
No question.
Cool. So you decided after 3.5 years, this is not for me. I'm going back to California. So you moved back to L.A. You decided this is where it's all happening, right?
This is where I'm staying here.
So you decided to have a musical career when you were when you were in New York?
Yes.
Okay, so you decided, theater is not working out. I'm going to focus on music.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to law school, that's for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I better do something with what I've got.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Well, this is the way to do it. Yes. You know, you got to go after what you love.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you just get wasted like a candle,
right.
You know?
Yep.
I mean, you just burn out. And I know that, you know, I mean, for many years, I've worked in offices and things like that. And it's just, I always knew it's not for me, you know. I need to, I can't be confined by the clock and by walls, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, And usually us people are poorer for that, but you know what the hell, right? At least we're doing
it's
what we love.
It's all about loving life.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. You know, at least we want to get up in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like me with all this energy this morning. I don't know where I got it. I barely get out of bed. So let's get to the next song, Alicia. Tell us about Fearless.
So Fearless, I was walking into a writing session with a dear friend, Mary Roostler, and I had heard about a childhood friend who was diagnosed with cancer, and it was the first person who was my age who I knew had cancer, and it just, like, really knocked me off my feet. Like, I just couldn't wrap my head around it, and I kept thinking about, like, when we were younger and we were in kindergarten, and, you know, had we known that one of us would get cancer in our 20s, you know, how would we have lived our life differently?
Right.
You know, and it was like, God, I just kept thinking about all these things that I would have done differently. And it just sort of got me thinking about, you know, about being fearless and what it means to be fearless in every moment, really. And so I walked into this writing session with Mary Ruth, and we talked for hours about stories and our own personal experiences and where we hold ourselves back and all sorts of things. And then we just, you know, we started writing, and this is what came out.
Wow. Well, let's listen to that. That's Fearless.
Yes.
And let's check it out.
Can't see your miles ahead of where you should be. But what would you do if you only knew? The doctors would say you have just a few days. Would you climb in your bed, throw the sheets past your head? You say you can't.
Fearless. Wow. What a song.
Yeah.
See, this time I listened to the lyrics because there's a lot to listen to. Amazing. So, I mean, pretty heavy song,
yeah,
you know, and
yeah,
but at the same time, inspirational, yeah, and stuff. It's so is that friend still around?
Yes, yes.
Really?
Yeah,
wow, thank goodness.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Really? Wow. So now she has a song that she inspired.
Yes, which she actually doesn't know about. But
really?
But yeah.
How come?
You know, we lost touch, and I'm friends with some of her friends, but I'm going to share it with her. I do need to share it with her because this is the second time.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, that's a good reason to get in touch again.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. Besides, I don't know how you can get away from anybody with Facebook, you know?
Yeah, true. Yeah, you know? True.
People will find you anywhere, you know?
Yes.
Wow.
That was a really touching song. How do you write something like that without being, I mean, I think I would be a flood of emotion.
Yeah, yeah.
I bet she was. Yeah,
yeah, you know, the whole experience was emotional from writing it, and which literally just like rolled out of our mouths. I mean, we were just talking and talking and talking for hours, and so it just, it came so easily. And then going into the studio with Steve Greenwell and recording it and really talking about the meaning of the song and how to express that with the music, you know, so the melody and the lyrics took care of it, but how are we going to do that with the music? And, right, and he really brought that to life in such a beautiful way. And singing it and recording it in the studio was emotional. And
really?
Yeah.
Wow, how cool.
Yeah. But you know, that's the beauty of music, and that's, yeah, why I love it. And
that's true.
So
that's true. Wow. Yeah. We're talking to Alicia Zalkin, and the website is AliciaZalkin.com. Go ahead and spell it for people. So
it's A-L-I-S-H-A, Z like zebra, A-L-K-I-N.com.
Great. See, I'm not a great speller. It takes
very
me a
clean,
long time,
yeah,
to say each letter, so I let other people
said
do it.
My whole life.
Yeah. That's great. And so I guess people can find your music on your website as well, right?
Yes.
And where else?
On iTunes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it's up there as well.
Awesome.
And then I have an EP release show at Bar Lubitsch in West Hollywood on Monday.
Oh, really? Cool.
8:30.
8:30?
Yes.
And where's it again?
Bar Lubitsch.
Bar Lubitsch.
Yes, in West Hollywood.
Sounds like the name of a rabbi or something. I don't know. That's what it sounded like to me. Like, yeah.
So how excited were you this morning when you woke up and you're like, today is the day, the EP is released?
I was just so excited and just happy to have it for
finally
people
here
to listen to.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I got a really lovely review that just, you know, talked about the songwriters of the 70s and sort of comparing me, and it was just... Uh-huh. It was special, really special.
Yeah. Well, we'll give you a review here. It sounds awesome.
Yeah.
You know, you can quote me on that. There's a testimonial
fantastic
right there. Awesome music.
Yeah.
Wow. So you started doing this. What's the next step for you?
The next step, just performing this and continuing to write and continue this journey.
Awesome. And, so yeah. Do you perform live as well?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, around LA and in San Diego. I'm also doing a release show in San Diego as well. And
nice.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I guess you know some people there. You
oh,
know,
yeah.
So that would be
I
nice.
I got a crew.
Yeah. That's yeah, awesome. Very good.
Do you have plans for a full-length album?
Not at the moment, but it's definitely something that I've been thinking about, mm-hmm, and
yeah,
I'm considering doing.
All you have
it
to do is two more songs and you can,
I know,
repackage,
right?
Them.
Exactly. No. I got new songs.
It
so
needs to be new and fresh, right?
Right. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm sure you have a few albums in you still, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's very
sure
cool. I guess people can find you on Twitter and Facebook,
yes,
all from your website.
Yes.
So it's not necessary to go there twice, or to keep giving out all these things, because nobody remembers them anyway,
right,
you know.
Do you travel outside of California and perform?
I have to New York, but no. But
is that something you'd,
yes,
want to do?
Yeah, 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 definitely.
You need
I'll
to do that. Yeah,
that.
So
yeah,
you're not just a local artist.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
iTunes helps quite a bit. You
it
know?
Does. iTunes, and all social media and people,
right,
sharing and reposting.
That's
that
true,
all
yeah. And YouTube, did you do any music video for this?
Yes, so
really?
I have a music video for Fearless.
Wow.
Yeah, that it came out a couple of weeks ago. It's really beautiful, and it's a cast of just all sorts of walks of life that are lip singing the song and,
wow.
really?
And sharing their own interpretation of Fearless. And it's really beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah.
How cool.
Yeah.
You see,
so that's
so you've got
YouTube.
Two babies there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Wow. Now, yeah. do you do all the background vocals on the on Fearless there?
I did on Fearless. Yes.
Yeah.
I did all the background vocals.
Yeah. It sounded great.
You know? Thank
you. Yeah. I love when people do their own harmonies, you know, because mm-hmm. it's like it fits so nicely. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. Yeah. And Steve, you know, he's so brilliant and was really crafty about background harmonies and, mm-hmm. and where to put them and all that stuff.
So is it when the producer comes in that then everything kind of gets put together with background music? And,
yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we did a lot of pre-production and talked a lot about different artists and the artists that did influence this record. And we listened to some of their songs and their background vocal, you know, all sorts of different things. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Alicia Zalkin, an amazing artist. Everybody go check out her new EP at AliciaZalkin.com or iTunes or YouTube and all the usual places where artists go. And I guess, so is this like for download or do you have a CD?
It's
you don't
for
have
download.
A CD, right? Who needs to make physical CDs anymore?
Yeah, you know, I have download cards.
Right.
But it's just digital.
It's a lot easier,
card.
Yeah.
It's a download card. It has a code. You just can go on the website
and
put in the code and download it.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Right.
It's
something
code.
It's
a prepaid.
It's something physical.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you said call. I don't know what I thought you said.
I wish I could
but now I get
cars.
It.
Yeah. She didn't sleep enough last night. We'll give her a discount this time. You get a shortcut this time. Well, so give people again, where is the party on Monday, did you say?
It's at Bar Lubitsch on uh-huh. Monday. I go on at 8:30 sharp.
Okay.
My dear friend, amazing artist, Joe Gillette, is performing before me at 8, and another dear friend and amazing artist, Marissa Lauren, is performing after me.
Uh-huh.
So it's just going to be a really, really great night of music.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And do you have a significant other that supports you and everything right now, or you don't have time for romance?
Yeah.
She's not going to come clean, but yeah. Okay. All right, whatever.
Just in
case they're listening, that's okay. Well, Alicia, thank you so much. You're a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. All the best with your album
thank
and your
you
music.
So much.
We wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you.
And when you make it big, don't forget us.
Oh,
you know?
No.
We were here
will.
For you and we gave you testimonials too.
Oh, yes.
All right. Charlotte, go back to sleep, please, okay? Your eyes are like swimming.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, it doesn't feel like they are.
No, I'm just kidding.
Great.
I'm
you
giving you a hard time. All right, well, thank you. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte right here on LA Talk Radio.